All right, good morning. So let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Monday, August 30th, and we're doing this in 15 minutes so that you know what is moving the markets. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Hey, Mark. How is it going
hey.
This morning?
I'm doing great, Marcus. How are you?
Good, good, good. Finally back from Boston. Good to be back in the studio. Good to be back looking at markets together here. So what did I miss last week? What happened on Friday?
Well, you know, everybody was waiting for the Jackson Hole Symposium and specifically Fed Chair Jerome Powell's speech. And traders seemed to like what he had to say. During Powell's speech, he tried to make it clear that bond tapering and interest rate decisions are two separate things and that central bankers are in no rush to raise interest rates. He did say that tapering could start this year and that he will be guided by data while acknowledging risk to the economy because of the Delta variant. Traders seemed to love what he had to say because the S&P and the NASDAQ closed at record highs last week.
Yeah, I saw it. I looked at the five-minute chart of the S&P and Powell started speaking and up and away here, right? As I said, if you're looking at the S&P 500 closing at record highs, the NASDAQ closing at record highs, the Dow just shy. So it's a little bit away. And then we also started looking at the Russell here. And I mean, the Russell had a phenomenal day on Friday, up 2.8%. But still nowhere near record highs. If you just zoom out or I switch back on a weekly chart, then we see that the Russell is still stuck in this range up here. But So, I mean, let's talk about the Fed for a moment because this could have an effect on what happens this week. So let's just go to the economic calendar and take a look at there because the most important thing will be on Friday, the jobs report for August, because the Fed basically has two mandates. Number one is keeping inflation data under control. And I think this is what Powell said on Friday, right? I mean, didn't he say that, hey, he's pretty happy with where the inflation is. It's all transitory. So he insists on transitory. And they believe that there is sufficient progress on the inflation data front. What do you think?
Yeah, it seemed like he really shrugged off the inflation concerns. And so with the dual mandate being price stability, which is, keeping inflation under control. And then the second thing, jobs. It seems like he's not too concerned about inflation, at least based on the data that has been presented so far.
Right. But he also said that there's much ground to cover to reach the other goal of maximum employment. And
exactly.
So this is where I think... Right now, we will take a look at what's happening pre-market here in a moment, but it's kind of this week, the job report, I mean, we're doomed either way, it seems, because, I mean, if the jobs report comes in better than expected, then everybody says, okay, so the Fed is well on their way, and now they might start raising interest and doing the tapering, so scaling back their bond buying program by the end of the year. And that could actually send markets lower. So if you look at this, and we haven't had a really correction of 5% since, October last year? So it has been a while. So there's some room. Now, on the other hand, if the jobs data come in worse than expected, then everybody is worried about the economy and the impact of the coronavirus on the economy, right? So it's kind of doomed either way. What do you think?
Could be. I know that the jobs front is the one area that the Fed is still concerned about, with Powell saying that the labor market has not yet improved enough to start tapering. So, on one hand, everybody wants to see the economy improving and wants to see that the Delta variant isn't setting us back significantly. And so that could be a concern, like you said. But then people don't really want bond tapering or higher interest rates. So this one's definitely going to be a tough one. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Let's take a look at the economic calendar and what's happening. So today we have pending home sales coming out. Tomorrow we have the Chicago PMI and consumer confidence. Then we have the OPEC meeting. And again, as we said, on Friday, the all-important jobs report. So the OPEC meeting this week, it will be interesting because right now, I mean, oil prices are moving because of something else. Let's talk about this here. What happened? I mean, oil prices, after they were on the decline for quite a while, as we can see. So last week they surged 10%. And this is because of Hurricane Ida. Let's talk about that for a moment.
So Hurricane Ida made landfall in Louisiana Sunday, and it has been downgraded to a tropical storm. So it actually made landfall on the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, which was kind of
Yeah,
interesting.
to the day, to the day. Wow.
Crazy. And right now there's 1 million people without power in Louisiana. So it hit, and it's but so oil running up with that hurricane, and not moving a whole lot today with the downgrade, but still causing a lot of damage. And we know that Louisiana is oil sensitive.
Well, kind of sell the rumors by the facts, right? Because here's what's happening. I mean, last week there was a lot of uncertainty, like, okay, how many of the oil refineries and the crude oil production in the Gulf of Mexico will be affected? And I mean, 95% of the crude oil production in the Gulf of Mexico was affected. And now it was a question, okay, how badly, right? I mean, how quickly can they be up and running? And so this morning, crude oil slightly up because it seems that most refineries can open again soon. So it's not that they will be closed for weeks and months. And that's where probably this is why crude oil prices are up a little bit here.
You know, Marcus, another stock that's actually benefiting from the buy the rumor, Generac. The symbol is GNRC.
GNRC,
They're up
okay.
8 days in a row. Now they make generators, and up 8 days in a row, up pre-market last I looked. So they're benefiting from the storm.
Yeah. All right. Well, what else are the markets focused on? I mean, since the jobs report is coming out on Friday, I mean, at this point, I think let's take a look at COVID cases and where we are right now. So let's just go to America because COVID cases are still on the rise. So this will probably be still on traders' minds this week because it seems that the 7-day average is, I mean, it seems a little bit flattening out here, but still on the rise here. So that's, of course, where traders are concerned. How will it affect the economy? And how bad will this, I believe they counted and they say this is now the fourth wave. Is this what do you see? And I mean, this has also been going on in Louisiana. And I mean, all the hospitals were already kind of full. And now we also have the hurricane hitting that region. Ugh, I hope that everybody is okay there as much as you can be okay when you're out of power. And I mean, what did he say? 1 million people without
That's
power?
what I heard as of Monday morning.
Crazy. Let's take a look at some individual stocks and see what's happening here. What's on your radar this morning, Mark?
So Affirm, AFRM, the ticker. So last I saw, they were up 50% pre-market
Holy
after
moly.
announcing a partnership with Amazon. So Affirm is a payment company that allows customers to pay over time for purchases of $50 or more. And investors seem to like this partnership with Amazon, but I mean, who
Seem to like. I mean, look at this.
wouldn't?
Prices on Friday were here. This morning, they're up here. And this is not a 5-minute chart. This is a daily chart. So, yeah, they're up almost 50% this morning.
So
Wow. I
that's a
honestly have never
huge
heard
jump.
about that company before.
Yeah, they popped up once. I think they did a deal with a company in Australia and saw some nice movement a couple of months back. But yeah, it's not a big name for me anyway.
Really? Let's see. Well,
Did you
I don't know.
see Emma, speaking of coronavirus or Delta variant, did you see Moderna moving a little bit?
No, I did not. Let's see what's happening there.
So they were down a little bit Friday, down 2.5% pre-market. They were down 5%, so they've come back from some of the losses pre-market. I guess 1 million vaccine doses in Japan were pulled over contamination concerns.
Oh.
So stock dropping a little bit because of that. The vaccines came from a company in Spain called Rovi, which Moderna uses to bottle vaccines out of the US. So Big picture, when you look at the movement here in Moderna, it's not a big drop, but it looked like it was worse at 5% earlier on.
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, big news from Apple this morning. But it's not really affecting Apple. Let's take a look at Apple this morning. Yeah, up 0.17%. That's not a whole lot, but Apple Insider said that maybe the iPhone 13 will have the ability to utilize satellite communications when 4G networks or 5G networks are not there. And
I
so
saw
according
that.
to their speculations, a company called Globalstar, the ticker is GSAT, would benefit most from this. I mean, this is a penny stock company. I mean, trading at a $1.43. So yeah, I mean, pre-market they're up 75%, but we're talking about a move from $1.43 to $2.48. But hey, in percentage point, this is impressive because there are these rumors that the iPhone 13 might use them to utilize satellite communications. That would
And that's,
actually be really, really cool.
no, that's actually really big news. And I think sometimes in the US, we don't realize how important that is when we're in these, big metropolises or whatever. But to be able to use your cell phone in areas where there isn't cell phone service, or during natural disasters or even man-made disasters. I mean, instead of these big old, satellite phones that you
Right.
see like in the military, being able to talk on your iPhone 13, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, so we'll see. I mean, supposedly the event will be in September. So they are releasing the iPhone 13, or at least presenting what it can do, the capabilities, sometime in September. I haven't seen an exact date, but usually it's around the third week in September. So, second half of September, definitely. And I mean, we're only 2 trading days away from September. So, it's coming super, super quick.
Yeah, that I think that would be big. Hey, Weber's looking pretty hot.
Yeah. There you go, man. I miss you and your puns. Absolutely. I mean, Weber went public, and I mean, at first it does the IPO dance here, going up a little bit. So I think they started at around what, $17, somewhere around there. Went up to $21, went as low as $14. Oh, look at this. You can divide this by 3. Anyhow. No, by 7. There we go. That's what I want to say. And yeah, they received an analyst upgrade, I believe, this morning, right?
Goldman Sachs initiated coverage with a buy rating, and JP Morgan Securities rated the stock overweight. So some good ratings, and pre-market, they're up 2.4%.
All right. Interesting. I wanted to see what Bitcoin is doing. I haven't looked at Bitcoin in a while. Okay, so we were at the 50,000 level, dipped slightly above. So we peaked above the 50,000 level, and right now retracing, so trading at 47,000. But boy, what a run. I mean, from what, 30,000 to 50,000, that's almost doubling in what, this happened here around July 19th, and today is August 30th. So we're talking about what, 5 to 6 weeks. So this remains a volatile here, right?
Yeah, having a hard time staying above that 50 mark, but a big move from those lows that we saw.
Okay. Hey, I've one more thing. I think it's Warren Buffett's birthday today, isn't it?
You
Let's
tell me.
see. Warren Buffett, I believe, let's see, Warren Buffett birthday. Yeah, look at this.
Hey.
August 30th, 1930. Holy cannoli.
Wow.
91 years old. All right.
He's seen a
Well,
lot.
happy birthday, Warren.
Yeah.
He has definitely changed the investing landscape. I mean, and anyhow, hey, we are trading this week with our mastermind, so we gotta go. If you would like to know how exactly we're trading, I'll link to a couple of videos in the description, and hopefully also they pop up here right now that show you exactly what we do, how we trade. It's a PowerX strategy, and also the wheel strategy. So take a look at these videos, and we will see you in the next stock market update.
Happy trading, everybody.